talent for the Lord. Matter of fact, we got several young people that's been using their talent. A lot of times on Sunday night, they're hanging around up here singing and playing music on Sunday night, and we don't have a problem with that. We like that. I'd rather see people hang around than run over you going out. He's wrote a song, and then he's going to sing another song. And so we're proud of Eli. We're going to ask him to come, if he would, and sing this morning. Pray for him.
Bless him, Lord.
Well, in our youth group, lately we've been doing the course. It's called The Way of the Master. And it's just about the learning different ways to go out and witness, and how we need to lead by his example and to spread his word. And how he said that we had been staying around on Sunday nights while I left my music here, so I didn't really know what to play. And I was sticking around one night, and word just started coming to me, and I put it down on paper, and it turned out a whole lot better than I thought it would. But it's called Leading by Example.
Bless him, Lord. Swear.
Jesus lived his whole life setting an example. He died on the cross for our sins. Our Savior shed his own blood, so we were called to be made clean. Let's live our lives leading by example. Let's go in the world and spread his word. We need to build up his kingdom, cause the Lamb will surely return. This earth has become so wicked. We've strayed so far from God's hands. We owe it to
I've got
that solid rock when our hands are dead will never knock anymore. I've got them on. And that solid rock where our hands are dead will never knock anymore.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Eli, and let's get our Bibles out this morning, if you would please, and let's open to 1 Corinthians this morning, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 this morning, and we're going to begin our reading there in chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and be verse number 26, and we'll be reading down through verse number 29 this morning. We'll read verse 26 together. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, we'll read together this morning. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Thank you. May be seated. Our Father, we do come this morning, bow before you this morning, Lord, confessing, Lord, this morning our need of that touch of God. We pray you bless this passage of the Word of God, the truths, Lord, that are contained in it. We pray you'd help us be able to expound them today, and that you'd take the Word of God today that's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and let it perish to the dividing of the sunder of the soul and the spirit, the joints, the marrow. And Lord, we pray this morning, Father, that the Holy Spirit that you sent to reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and judgment to come, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would work today in great liberty.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray today, Lord, you bless me today in my weakness. I pray that God will use us, Lord, to preach the Word of God this morning. Touch our hearts today and anoint this service, anoint me to preach, others to hear. We pray for the salvation of the lost, and we pray for God to challenge His people today. And we'll be careful to thank and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. In this chapter that we've read this morning, we have two lists of people this morning that we could categorize them. And one of them we could categorize as kind of the heroes. We have, the Bible says, the wise men, the mighty men, it says. Talks about those this morning that are wise, those that are mighty, those that are noble. The world looks at them this morning, and they look at them almost in a hero status this morning. But on the other hand, we have this morning another list, and the Bible said they're not very wise. The Bible says they're not very noble. The Bible says they are the base things of the world. And so we could call that the zero list. And this morning, every believer this morning should desire to be used of God.
Amen.
And we should all have a desire that God might use us this morning. A preacher come home one night frustrated from a week, which often happens to preachers and pastors, and he was frustrated from the week and told his wife he was going to quit. And she asked him why he was going to quit. He said, I'm tired of being used. And she said, well, that surprises me, because I've heard you say and I've heard you pray that you could be used. And he said, yes, but I don't want to be used of others. And can I tell you this morning that
none of us want to be used by others, but all of us want to be used by God, or we should want to be used by the Lord. This passage tells us that God takes little things that are nothing, little things that are base, little things that are not wise, little things that are not noble. God takes them and He uses them for His glory. I'm sure that all of you, if you don't use it, you probably know what I'm talking about. And you've seen these little notepads. They're called Post-its, and they're yellow, 3M. They're called Post-its. And you probably use them. I have them in my office. I have them here. But the story behind them is that there was a researcher by the name of Spence Silver who was just messing around in the lab one day. And he mixed one substance called a monomer, and he mixed that with a substance called polymer. And what he come up with was a sticky substance that would stick paper to paper, but when you pulled it off, there was no residue left, and it would still stick to something else. The company he worked for, Brother Brian, they had no use for anything like that, and so it just kind of was tossed aside as nothing. But there was another chemist by the name of Arthur Fry, and one day he was the choir leader at his church, and he would lead the choir, and he would mark his songbook like Brother Keith does, and like anybody leading singing does. He'd mark his songbook, but when he would go to lead, the paper would fall out, he'd lose his place, and he'd have to look through the songbook and try to find the song, and it was time-consuming and frustrating. And he happened to remember the creation there of the other man. And so he went and he got that, and he began to use some little sticky pads in his choir book to hold his place. And of course, you know the rest of it is history. Now they're everywhere. They're all over. Now my point in telling you that is that that's the way God works. He takes things that are just tossed aside. He takes things that people think are no good, don't amount to nothing, and God makes something out of them. Amen. God takes what looks like a zero, and God can take it and make a hero out of it. That's what God does. Now, I want to say a few things found here in the verse this morning. And first of all, I want us to look here, and God tells us some things. And you know, a lot of people are never used of the Lord because they think God can't use them. Amen. And the purpose of this message today is to show you what God does use. And our scripture tells us that God, there's not any position that God requires. When we look at this, God says, it's not a position, He says. It's not the mighty, it's not the noble, it's not some big thing that God uses. Now, not to say that God can't use things like that, but that's not what God usually uses. Amen.
Amen.
If you were going to play basketball in our day, you'd have to be tall. You couldn't make it if you was a little short guy. You might make it around high school, but you ain't going to make it when you go out somewhere else. And I was listening to a preacher preach not long ago, and he told this story. He said when he was a young boy, he wasn't all that tall, he wasn't all that big, but he went out for basketball. He almost didn't go out. He was almost just didn't go, but his dad insisted that he go. His dad said, "No, you go, and you go out." He said, "Boy, you can do it. You can do anything." And he said, "You know, you're an American." And he said that last words there of American is, "I can." And he said, "Don't you ever forget that, boy. You can." So he said he went out. And so they played a game. The first game they played, said he got a fast break. And he started down the court. And he said he noticed that he was playing up against a big tall fella, a big black fella, about 6'6". And he said he started down the floor for a layup. And he said as he went up for that layup, he said the last thing he remembers seeing was that shadow over the top of him. And he said when he woke up, he had Wilson stamped across his forehead. And it said inflate to 6 pounds, no more than 6 pounds. He said I laid there, and he said what I forgot, What come to me that day, he said, that Dad didn't tell me. He said, yeah, American ends with I can, but so does African. Amen. It ends with I can. And so what I'm saying is that to play basketball, you got to be tall. To do other things, you may have to be fast. But God doesn't require any of that. God doesn't require any position. He just requires that you want to be used of the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Then God doesn't require proficiency. Not many wise.
Right.
You don't have to have a master's degree. You don't have to have a PhD to be used of God. Now, again, not to say that God couldn't use a PhD and God couldn't use a master's degree. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that you don't have to have that. Not many wise. Amen. I've seen God use some people, and I'll talk about it a little bit later. And I've seen God use some people who couldn't even write their name.
Amen.
God used them mightily. Amen.
Amen.
And then you don't have to have prestige. You don't have to be the governor, the mayor. You don't have to be a doctor, a lawyer. You don't have to be a senator, a congressman, or somebody like that for God to use you. No, sir. God doesn't require that. And I say this often. It's been a while since I said it. But I often say this, when you come through them doors back there, it don't matter if you're a doctor, a lawyer, a senator, whatever you might be, it don't matter what you are. I'm glad that you put in the time, that you put in the effort to do all you can. But when you come through them doors, you're just a sinner saved by grace, or going to hell. Amen. Ain't no big eyes, no means. It took the same blood to save all of us. Amen. And all of us, brothers and sisters in the Lord, has been saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Over in England, a woman named Lady Huntington, she was very prestigious.
Bless you, Lord.
And very wealthy. She got saved under the ministry of a preacher named Rowland Hill. And people would ask her, and she'd often tell them, she said, I got saved by the letter M. And they'd say, what do you mean you got saved by the letter M? She said, I'm just thankful that God said not many, but he didn't say not any. She said, I'm glad that God put an M on there. Amen. I'm glad that God can use people like that. He can, but it's not required. You don't have to have a big bank account for God to use.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
You don't have to own half the county for God to use.
Bless the Lord.
God using you doesn't depend on what you got down here. It's what you got up there.
Amen.
What you got in here. That's what God looks for.
Amen.
And so I'm talking this morning, I'm trying to preach this morning on that a nothing, a zero, why that a nothing, that God can use them and make them a hero for the Lord. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, position is not required. But God tells us some people here he does not reject. Look at verse 27. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world.
That's right.
The word foolish, Brother Eddie, is that word where that we get the word moron. So I guess the world was right. They said we was a bunch of morons.
All right.
Amen. But I'll tell you this, I'm glad this morning that I don't know a lot, but I know who Jesus is.
Amen.
I don't know a lot, but I know where I got saved at, how I got saved, why I got saved.
Amen.
I know where I'm going.
Amen.
I know where I'm not going. I'm glad this morning, thank God. I'm glad that God doesn't require you to be a rocket scientist. God doesn't require you to be a heart surgeon to get saved. You can get saved and be that.
But God doesn't require that for you to get saved or get used.
Amen.
You think about some of the people God used in the Bible.
Right.
The Lord, he never asked the prophet down at Bethel.
Bless him, Lord.
The priest, the educated, the highly thought of one. God never asked him what he seen. But it was an old sycamore gatherer.
Yeah.
It was an old sheep herder out there in the field.
Yeah.
And he said, I wasn't no prophet. I wasn't even the son of a prophet.
Amen.
But he said, God called me.
Amen.
God called him. And there God used that old prophet Amos. God used him to Give us the word of God, amen.
Right.
You think about them disciples, if you were living in that day and you were going to pick the basis, the lowest form of a job that could have been had to pick from that day. You wanted to pick fishermen, that's the lowest form, an old stinking fisherman trying to pull a living out of the water, and most of them rough, you know. That's why we say, I tell you, that fella, he cussed like a sailor.
Yeah.
I mean, them old fishermen, they had a rough mouth on them.
Right.
If you don't believe that, you know, even old Peter, after he got saved, yeah, it come back to him. He still remembered it, amen, when he got away from the Lord.
Yeah,
amen.
What I'm saying is, God called fishermen, and the most detested workers and people of the day, it's kind of like today, was those tax collectors.
Right.
The IRS, I don't know anybody that loves them. Amen. You hear about them, or you come in contact with them, it almost immediately strikes a dislike in your heart. But Jesus called, that's who his little bunch was made up of. It was old fishermen whom the world said they're ignorant and they're unlearned. It was a tax collector who was of the lowest form because it steal from the people and rob their own people. But yet God saved them and God used them. Amen. I know some people God's used, and the world will look at them and they couldn't believe God would use them.
Right.
I told another Sunday night. So that means half of you didn't hear it.
Yeah.
I told the other Sunday night about a preacher friend of mine. Yeah. And he was telling about going to a camp meeting, Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
And he said that, of course, preacher's coming in. He said along about the middle of the week, said an old guy pulled in, an old beat up Chevrolet car.
Bless
he
you.
Said he was smoking so much he couldn't hardly even see behind him. He said he got out and he had like six or seven kids with him. And he said that old preacher got out. He said his shirt looked like you washed it and then wadded it up and let it dry and then he put it on. He said his suit looked like that. His shoes looked like they hadn't been shined forever. And when he walked in, my friend said he looked back there and saw him. And he said, what in the Lord's that? And he found out he's a preacher. And as soon as he come in, the moderator called on him.
Yeah.
He said he thought, Lord, have mercy. What's he mean calling on somebody looks like that, and the little kids look ragged, and he didn't look like he had much, and he said he got up there, and he said, before I preach, I want my children to sing.
Bless him, Lord.
He said he lined them up across there, and said they began to sing for God. Said the power of God come down, people began to weep and cry, and they said them little old children just sung a house down, and my friend said he was sitting there, and as they come down, he said he sat there and he remembered saying, man, I wish my kids could sing like that.
Yeah.
He said they called that preacher up and said he'd come up. He read his text and went at it like somebody fighting fire. Said he preached the house down. People were shouting and hollering. And said he got through preaching. He said he remembered saying to himself, looking over to the guy by him, and he said, man, I wish I could preach like that.
He said
they walked out on the porch and everybody's coming out. That old preacher loaded up his car, loaded all his kids up in his car. They started up, smoke everywhere, and they started down the road. And said his buddy stood nearby, and he said, they're pitiful, ain't they? And he said, yeah, they ain't got nothing but God.
Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You see, we got all the other stuff, but no God.
Amen.
Well, I tell you, I know some folks that God used. I'm thinking about old Earl Hughes this morning. My goodness, they call him a hobo preacher. He was going to Texas one time to a meeting. He called some preachers to ride with him. They wouldn't let him ride with them. And so he got out on the interstate hobo and caught a ride down to Texas. And when the other people got there, he's standing on the porch greeting them when they come in.
Yeah.
No, Brother Earl, he had that little old Geo car and 600,000 miles on it. Still running when he died. He was over the meeting and the meeting was over and everybody's inside saying the goodbyes. Somebody looked up there and they saw Earl out there, had the hood raised on his car. They said, like, Earl's got car trouble. We need to go out there and help him. They went out there and they got close. They see he had his hands laid on the motor. And he was saying, God bless this thing. Help it get me back home again. And some of them laughed. And I said, you better quit laughing and start raising your hood and start praying. Amen. I'm telling you, that old man had God on him. First time I seen him, I knew he had God on him. Brother Eddie, he was unusual. He was strange. He was peculiar.
Amen.
God used him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I think about old brother Tuggle, you know. He's a rough boy.
Yeah.
He came from the old school.
Yeah.
Him and old brother Earl Cook. I met Earl. I nearly get to hear him preach, but I met Earl. They said one Sunday in Earl's church, said Earl went back to the bathroom before service started and said that when he come out, he got in the pulpit, started the service, and he said, I'm so mad, I can't stand it. He said, I went back there in the bathroom. He said, somebody been back there smoking and put the bud in the commode. He said, I'm so mad. He said, I could spit fire. And he said, I just wanted to be madder so I could preach about it this morning. He said, I just reached in there and got it out. He said, because I wanted to be that much madder. Amen. I doubt if either one of them finished sixth grade. And I heard Brother Earl say about Brother Tuggle. He said, I tell you, that man was rough when he was young. He said, I was with him one night. We was both drunk. He said, we put a pistol. Said Brother Tuggle put a pistol up to a guy's head. Was going to kill him. And he pulled it and it snapped. The only thing it saved him, the gun snapped. But God used them old mountain preachers like that. God used them old people like that. I tell you what. There's all kinds of like that that God uses. So I'm trying to encourage you this morning to say God uses the foolish things of the world. What the world calls foolish.
That's right.
God likes to take them and use them.
Right.
See, the world thinks this is what I'm doing here is foolish. Preaching. God takes and uses it.
Amen.
God uses the foolish things.
Yeah.
And then the Bible says in verse 27, God has chosen the weak things of the world.
Right.
Now this refers to physical weakness, a handicap. And in the world's eyes, you know, in the world's eyes, they look at somebody physically impaired or physically handicapped, and they kind of look at them, you know, as a zero. But God takes zeros and makes heroes. Thank God.
Amen.
I'll tell you, if you want to know where God's at, you just check this out and see if this ain't true. You find a church where it's got a lot of handicapped people. You find a church that helps folks that are underprivileged and handicapped, and you'll find a place where God is. I learned that going up to Pleasant View Baptist and Grove City, and they'd have them handicapped people waiting tables. They'd have them helping in the kitchen. And I tell you, God was all over the place. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Well, I love that story. I'll never forget it. When they had them Special Olympics. And they're going to do a big thing of it in Seattle, Washington. And somehow or another, the news picked up on it, and CNN and Fox News and ABC and all them was going to, they decided they was going to broadcast it, Brother Eddie.
Bless him, Lord.
And they brought in all them little special children that was handicapped in some kind of a way. They brought them in, and they decided they'd start it off with a 100-yard race, a 100-yard dash. Of course, they had them with all different kinds of disabilities and all different things. And so they got them together and they said, now children, they said, we're going to have a 100-yard race. And said, whoever who wins that race said they're going to get a lot of prizes. And it said they're not only going to get a lot of prizes, Doug, but said you'll be on a national television. Said everybody see you. You'll be on talk shows and things like that probably. And so there's going to be a lot of cameras there, a lot of lights there, so don't let it distract you. I said when the race starts, you just get your eye on that finish line and don't stop until you get to the end of that finish line.
Bless him, Lord.
So they lined them up. Everybody's there, a lot of people.
CNN, Fox News, cameras everywhere.
Bless him, Lord.
They lined them up on that line, the little handicapped children crippled up.
Bless him.
Some of them different things, Down syndrome, different things. They got on there and they said, all right, kids, so we're going to start. Said, on your mark, get set, go back. Them kids took off and right out of the gate, they said there's a little old boy with cerebral palsy, got his feet tangled up, and he fell not far from the gate, and stood his head up a little bit, stood his hands up, and bleeding, and he's crying, and the rest of the kids are going down the track, and he's crying. And said, it gets louder, and said, you can hear you can see the other children start to kind of look back like that. And they knew what they was doing, and they hollered from the side and said, don't look back! Don't look back! Keep running! Keep running! Don't look back! But there's one little old girl out front. Little Down syndrome girl. She's leading the way. She's way ahead of all of them. And all at once, she starts slowing down. And all at once, she stops. When she stops, they all stop. And she turns around and she goes back there. They're trying to tell her to go on. She goes back there and gets down by that little boy. He's crying. She said, it'll be all right. She said, Jesus loves you. It'll be all right. Said, Jesus will help you up. Said, he's helped me up many times. And she helped that little boy up. All the others were around there then. She said, let's just all hold hands. Let's just all walk together there across that line. So they all held hands. They walked across that line together. When they got across, Fox News, CNN, all that, you know, they were there. And they started talking to that little girl. And they said, why did you go back? You were ahead. You were going to win the race. You'd been all over TV. You'd got all them prizes. Why did you go back? And she said, I thought I heard Jesus say,
Amen.
Go back.
Amen.
And my Sunday school teacher said, always do what Jesus said.
Amen.
CNN, Fox News.
Amen.
God used that little girl, brother.
Amen.
You see, our problem is we're so anxious to be first and get to the finish line before anybody else. And we don't ever stop to help them along the way. Amen. But God uses the weak things of the world. God uses them.
Amen.
Fanny Crosby wrote 9,000 hymns. My goodness. 9,000. Blind 6 months after birth.
Yeah.
And she wrote them songs in there. Near the cross.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Do not pass me by.
That's right.
All them songs, and yet no doubt she is pitied when she's born. But you see, that's the kind of person God, he likes to save them, and God likes to take them, and God likes to use them for his glory.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And they said she visited 6 presidents, was a personal friend of one.
Yeah.
And they said that when she died, if you went to Bridgeport, Connecticut, you could find her tombstone. And there written on her tombstone is these words out of the Bible. She had done what she could.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. We sit around and talk about what we can't do. Why don't we do what we can do? Amen. That's what we ought to do. Quit talking about what we ain't got and talk about what we have got.
Amen.
Quit talking about what we can't do and talk about what we can't do by the grace of God.
Amen.
Get it done. Amen.
Amen.
For God, yes, sir. God uses foolish things.
Strength made perfect.
God uses weak things.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was preaching up in Anderson, Indiana years ago, preaching on prayer. Preaching about putting prayer on the altar, bringing prayers to the altar.
Bless him, Lord.
Been tight all week, no testimonies, no movement. When I finished up that night, they had a box somebody had made, had prayer requests on it, little lid on it, wasn't locked. And I started to give the invitation, nobody moved, nobody came. It's like it's been all week. But on the second stanza, a little blonde-headed girl,
yeah,
about 6, 7 years old, she got out, started down the aisle.
I first thought maybe she's going to the bathroom or somewhere, but she come around there and she got right here. And she got down, she opened that box, and she started folding them prayer requests out across that altar. She covered this side, and then she went back and got them, and she folded them out, and she covered that side. And when she got them all done, she come right to the middle, and she kneeled down.
Amen.
Can I tell you, when she kneeled down, that whole church moved. That whole church came to the altar. There were some big people in there. Some people, ain't it, that thought they were smart in the Bible. They thought they knew some things. But they was too big for God to use. God took a little girl. They were still had some humility. And came down and God used her. It touched that whole church, thank God.
Amen.
Sir.
Amen, brother.
God uses the little feeble things.
That's right.
You didn't tell nobody what I preached last week, did you? You ever heard of a preacher preaching on Bugs Bunny? In Proverbs 30, God says there be three things.
Yeah.
Little,
right.
But they're exceedingly wise.
Amen.
Three bugs.
Yeah.
Not one bunny.
Yeah.
Amen. God uses little things.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, not to say again, if you're educated, please don't think I'm belittling your education. Mm-hmm. Oh, Dr. B.R. Lakin said you might have been born ignorant, but God knows there's no reason to stay that way.
Right.
One man was heard praying in a service, and he said, Lord God, I thank you that I'm ignorant. And a fellow behind him was heard to say, Lord, he's sure got a lot to be thankful for. Paul said, I would not have you be ignorant, brother.
Right. Yeah.
Paul said that we ought to know the Word of God and learn the Word of God. I'm not saying that that God can only use you if you don't have an education, if you've not been to college. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying as a whole, God uses little old things, little insignificant things.
Amen.
Right.
Abraham Lincoln said God must have loved common people.
Right.
Because he made so many of them.
Yeah.
Amen.
My wife received a great compliment from another preacher's wife several years ago. And here's what she said. She said, I just love Sister Max Helen. She said, because she's a, you can tell she's a real person. Said she's just what she is, and that's what she is, and she's just a real person. And she said, I just love her because she's a real person. What was she saying? She was saying that some people ain't real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some people that they can't never be happy because they're too miserable trying to be something they're not.
Amen.
Some people trying to be so high and so holy.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Some people are trying to, you know, be so righteous, and we ought to be righteous, but the Bible said don't be righteous over much.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You can get too high and too
high.
Amen. Right.
God can't use you.
That's it. That's right.
That's it. Amen. You get thinking you're better than everybody else.
Right.
Amen.
You like that Pharisee said, I think God ain't like him.
Amen. Yeah.
God can't use you like that. God can't use him like that. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus used small things.
Amen.
A seed.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus just used little bitty, insignificant, small things. He used a seed, a little old sheep, a little old ewe lamb.
Yeah.
He used the little old seeds that are around that region, and he used the soul.
Right.
One of the greatest parables ever preached was on that seed and sowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brother, you can't get no way lower than the dirt.
Right.
That's where we are.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, we're living in this age where the Bible said perilous times would come.
Amen.
Yeah.
Men would be lovers of their own self.
Yeah.
Proud.
Right.
Boasters.
Amen,
right.
Brother Rick.
See, God can't use that.
That's right.
Amen.
God has chosen. See, some people are so plastic.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
They come to church one way and they go home another way.
Yeah.
Just be what you are.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody asked one time, said, how do you just be yourself? I said, don't be somebody else.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Just be who God made you.
Amen.
You ain't them. You may talk like them, teach like them, sing like them, sound like them, but you ain't them. You'd be much better off to just take what God gives you and just be yourself and just do like God wants you to do. It's an insult to the Holy Ghost of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
A saved person trying to be anybody else other than who they are.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I understand.
God uses all different kinds of people.
That's right.
Right.
Y'all getting anything out of this?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Amen, brother.
We're awful quiet this morning.
Lord,
I hope you're just tired. I hope you're not mad, but my mama used to tell me, she'd say, Ricky's mad and he'll get glad.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
God takes little things.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing. God makes something out of it.
Amen.
Amen.
God uses forsaken things.
Right.
That's verse 28. He said, things which are despised.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Things, yeah. It means things are looked down on.
Right.
Things are discarded, thrown away. God uses them.
Oh, yeah.
He said, in a clothing store, there was a big stack of garments there and had a sign over the top of them. It said, sold. Price greatly reduced. Can I tell you that all of us have been sold?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stained by sin.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
We weren't worth much to anybody but God.
Right. Yeah,
that's right.
Hey.
God thought we was worth giving His Son.
Right.
God thought we was worth the cost of heaven to come down. And He that was rich became poor than you and I by the grace of God that we might be rich. Amen.
Amen.
I'm saying this morning that they ain't none of us worth nothing.
Right. Amen.
God thought
it
was.
Amen.
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 Despised. Discarded things nobody else wanted. I thought about divorced people. I'm not for divorce. I hate divorce.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
I know what it does to families, homes, and kids, and all that, and all of it. I know it all.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, God still uses you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
We had a man in our church years ago. I didn't know it, but he'd been married before. Wasn't in our church, it was in the home church where we went before I had a church. He's a great Sunday school teacher, and he's teaching on Sunday school lessons, and he hit adultery. He come to the pastor, he said, I can't teach this more. He said, why? He said, I've been married before.
Bless him.
And he said, you've been married before, you've been divorced, you've been through it. And he said, yeah. He said, you're more qualified to do it now.
Amen.
You've been through it. You know what it's about. You know what's going on. Amen.
Amen.
What I'm saying is that God can, He can use people. And I know there's some churches out there that when you get divorced, they don't even want you on the membership.
Right.
I don't even want you in the church. I want you to know that God forgives all sin.
Hey.
That God, He died on the cross.
Amen.
The Christ cleansed us from all sin.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
God uses His business.
Bless
right.
Him, Lord.
Right.
And there's them deserted ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think about them and you know, those of us that had a mom and dad brought us up, raised us, loved us. You know, we don't know what it's like not to have one.
Bless
right.
The Lord.
I got a preacher friend, his mother abandoned him at birth. And as far as I know, we never knew who his daddy was. Never knew. And he talks a lot about motherhood and mothers. And I remember one day on Mother's Day, he said, if I had a mother, he said, I'd send her a bunch of flowers. He said, I'd send her cards. I'd go see her. He said, it must be wonderful to be able to have a mother.
Yeah.
Deserted ones.
Yeah.
Right. All of them in our kind of day.
Right. Amen.
Mom and dad walked off, left them.
Yeah.
Didn't want them, abandoned them. Give them away, throw them aside.
Right.
Amen, Brother Rick.
I'm here to tell you.
Bless him, Lord.
God loves them.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible says when mother or father forsake
yeah.
The Lord will take
yeah.
You up.
Yeah.
The Lord will take give.
Amen.
I'm glad, listen, I'm glad that if you never had a mother, you never had a father. I'm glad that you got a heavenly Father this morning that loves you. He'll take care of you. If you get saved, he'll take you to heaven when this life's over.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Deserted ones. I feel like they're somehow or another a little less. Sometimes they're treated that way.
Right.
I will tell all of you this morning, you ain't second class.
No.
You ain't third class.
Right.
You ain't fourth class. You're first class.
Amen. Amen.
You're right up there with the rest of them.
Yes. Yeah.
And there ain't no difference between a bus kid and a car kid.
Amen.
Amen.
Just kids, amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're preaching now, ain't we?
Amen. Amen.
So I don't like this kind of preaching. There's a door.
Amen.
Got a car, don't you?
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I love it.
Yeah.
Tell you.
Amen.
God uses them old deserted ones.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a blessing I got this week.
Bless him, Lord.
I wish Jeremiah was here. You tell him, Nellie. That little girl got saved. She's going out there and loading up on the bus. There's a little boy in front of her there. And he's young. And he's in front of her and he said something to her. Something about her getting saved and salvation and all of that. She said, I got a tract here. I'll read it to you when we get on the bus. And it'll tell you how to be saved. Amen. I'm glad this is, thank God. I'm glad God uses little things like that.
Praise
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Was made.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Well, Brother McCarroll. He had them little six boys look like stair steps. They come up to Danville to hear me preach. They're over to Burnside from Danville to hear me preach.
Bless him, Lord.
Them boys are real little, just real little. They come over there to hear me preach and I got done. Brother McCarroll said, the boys won't take you to eat. Well, I got over an hour drive back and I was tired. I really didn't want to do it. But I thought, Lord, if they loved me enough to come over here to hear me,
bless
him. Ain't no way I can turn them down. I said, okay, I will.
Bless him, Lord.
So I went over there and we got in Cracker Barrel and sat down at a table big enough for all of us. One of the little boys said, Daddy, can we do it?
Bless.
He said, I don't know. There's a lot of people here tonight. Something like that.
Bless him, Lord.
I said, Daddy, can't we? He said, all right, go ahead. The little boys went up and lined up on that fireplace. Lined up perfectly, the old white shirt, black ties, old black trousers. They stood up there and they started singing, does Jesus care when my heart is sad? They sung that, buddy. I'm telling you, there's more spirit there than Cracker Barrel than Wilson Revival that night. God moved in there and I looked over and there's people wiping their faces and grabbing napkins and weeping and crying. You see, what was it? God reached down and got the little old kids. God got them and looked like nothing. They wasn't no big time preacher. They didn't have no formal Bible education, but God got them and he used them there to touch the people.
Amen.
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 Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Deserted ones. Divorced ones.
Yeah.
Defiled ones.
Right.
God uses them.
Amen, Amen. Brother Rick.
You fell into sin. You ain't by yourself.
Right.
Right.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
God wouldn't want us to sin, but if we do, we have an advocate with the Father.
That's right.
Amen.
The
Bible says if you got any spirituality about you, if you see somebody taken in an overfall,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't planned, it just happened, it just come up.
Yeah.
Right.
Restore.
The Bible says if you got any spirituality about them, you restore. We don't have many spiritual people.
Right.
Because they want to kick them out.
Yeah.
And they want to, when they come into church, they want to turn their nose down or up. And they feel like they're better than them. Hey, you better be careful, buddy. Hey. The next thing might be you.
Hey.
The next thing might be you and your family. Amen.
Hey.
What I'm saying is, God, I can take the foul ones and use them.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
The woman at the well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had time of it, hadn't she?
Amen, Brother Rick.
Right.
Messed up even when she talked to the Lord.
Right.
I'll tell you, before he got done with her, God used her, didn't he?
Amen, brother.
She went into town and said, come and see a man, told me all things, not this of Christ. And the Bible says many believe because of her.
Yeah. How about that?
So, there's a position God doesn't require. There's people that God don't reject.
Yeah.
Why does God do it that way? Verse 29. No flesh shall glory in his flesh.
Amen.
There's a pride that God does not respect.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
I know today who'll get the greatest blessing here this morning. I know who it is. If anybody gets one, I know who'll get the greatest one.
Blessing.
Everybody gets the most humble.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit's typified in the Bible as water.
Right.
And water always finds its way.
Right.
To the lowest place.
Yeah.
Right. When we get low, God's going to bless us.
Bless you, brother.
Amen.
The Lord said, you younger, why did he say that? Younger people are given to pride. You younger, submit yourselves to the elders.
Amen.
Yeah.
Be clothed with humility.
That's right.
For God resisteth the proud.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he gives grace to the humble.
Amen.
Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
That's right.
Yeah.
That he might exalt you in due time.
Due time.
Casting all your care on him.
Yeah.
Because he cares for you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Be sober. Be vigilant. Be angry. Because your adversary, the devil, stalks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may
devour. Yeah. That's right.
Right.
Who resists steadfast in the faith.
Amen.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I've been fighting the devil all week. You ain't supposed to fight him. You're supposed to resist him and God run him off.
Amen.
Yeah.
You're supposed to submit to God and resist the devil. And the Bible said he'd flee from
him. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that you're same, that the brethren suffer the same affliction.
That's right.
Who, after you've suffered a while, will make you perfect, strengthened, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion. Forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
What is it? God aims to get all the glory.
Amen.
God will not bless pride.
That's right.
Pride.
That's right.
Sometimes we can't see our own pride.
Right.
God has to show it to us. Amen.
Amen.
You get proud or pure. And oftentimes I say, Lord, I know there's six things you hate and seven is abomination.
Right.
Please help me not do none of them. Because I want to put things in my life that attracts God.
Mm-hmm.
Not retracts God. Humility attracts God.
Amen.
Right.
Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Amen.
Known down through there it says he humbles himself.
Yeah.
Amen.
He made himself of no reputation.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, sir. It's not some big great preacher. It's not some big Bible teacher. It's not some big gifted singer. It's God.
Amen.
Amen.
You
got it.
When God gets on it, it's on.
Amen.
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 Closing this morning, I was preaching a watch night service many, many years ago over in Albany, Kentucky. And they had some big singing groups there, and they had the equipment, and they knew how to do it. They'd sing.
Mm-hmm.
I sat there for 2 hours there singing. If God was even in Albany or Kentucky, he couldn't prove it by me. I sang, Lord, I got to preach after all this. And the singers got on, the little old woman's, Pastor, can I sing my song? And I'm a pastor. I could read it. Oh, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Not now. All right, sister, come on. She got up there and got her little old books and started singing some little old hymn. And when her lips opened and the first audible sound that was hearable come out of her mouth, God was all over the place.
Hey.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You say, what is that? God, he takes his little old thing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Insignificant.
Knows he ain't nothing.
Bless him, Lord.
God takes his little old things.
Yeah.
Despised by the world, discarded by the world.
Amen.
Right.
God takes his little old things, ignorant in the eyes of the world, fellow ignorant backwards believer. God takes them. God takes a little zero. God makes them heroes.
Amen.
I got some zeros in my life. Most of them done gone on to heaven. It's just zeros, nobody. The brother to this little old preacher, they were heroes. Brother Rocky, when I think about giving up sometimes,
bless him, Lord,
resigning or stepping down, I think about some of them old, to the world's eyes, zeros.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at a third of them. And of course, my greatest hero is Jesus.
Amen.
He was nothing in the world's eyes. They said he was illegitimately born.
Yeah, born a fornicator.
Lied on him, told everything on him. When I looked at Calvary, the Bible said, consider him.
Yeah. Amen.
When I see him dragging that old cross at Calvary's hill.
Amen, Brother Rick.
When I see him there slapping and spitting in his face.
Yeah.
He just stands there like a man and he don't utter a word. He don't say anything. He don't reply. He don't retaliate.
Amen. No, I'll not.
They take him and he lays down on the cross and they drive nails in and lift him up. I just want to stand there and look at him. I want to say, boy, there's a man.
That's right, man.
The man that passed Jesus.
Amen.
He was a zero to the world.
Yeah.
He'll be a hero to every child of God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Lord, I thank you this morning. Lord, we thank you for the Bible truth. Thank you, Lord, for all those in the eyes of the world zeros. And Lord, to this Christian this morning, you put them along my life and let me see them that God is able to take zeros and make heroes out of them. I hope, Lord, you'll help somebody this morning. The devil's just been on them, telling them they're nothing, which they're not. But the devil telling them they're nothing even compared to what other people are. They don't have what they have. They can't do what they do. They can't go where they go. They can't buy what they buy. God, I pray this message has helped encourage those that have been discarded. I pray, Lord, this message has helped those that have been deserted. God, I pray this message this morning has helped those that are defiled. May we just come this morning just as little as we are and kneel before a great God in heaven. And I pray you touch hearts this morning. I pray you save the lost. I pray you help somebody get their eyes open. Maybe in this great crowd this morning, just one person has got the truth. God can use me. I pray this morning they might come and say, Lord, I didn't realize that I want to be used, and I come to pray and ask you to guide me into my usefulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand. Let's stand this morning. Would you pray if God spoke to your heart? Would you come pray this morning?
your sight, Lord, and help us to use them, Lord, for your glory. Lord, we just thank you for this message this morning.
Yes.
We pray, Father, you be with your church, Lord, here this morning, Lord. Thank you for the ones that have come out here this morning to hear your word proclaim. Lord, we pray that each and every one, Lord, is take this message and use it in your daily walk, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we just pray, Father, for those that come to the altar this morning, you know the burdens and trials upon their hearts. Lord, we pray that you come, Lord, seek you, Lord, and help, Lord. Lord, again, we just thank you, Lord, now again for another service we have today here. And Lord, we just come now praying that you'll be with the ones that are lost here this morning, Lord, and each and every one of them, Lord. We pray, Father, that they come this morning, Lord, and
yes,
saved. And Lord, we thank you for that young heart, Lord, this morning. They got saved in Bible school.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you. How pressure it is, how much pressure, Lord, they're under, Lord, their children. Lord, we just thank you now for them, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to encourage them, Lord, to come to you. Lord. Help us to teach them more about your love, Lord. Lord, just be with us now. Help us, Lord, as we go through another week, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be able to come back tonight, Lord, and seek more from you, Lord Jesus. Be with our pastor, Lord. We pray you bless him now for the truth that he preaches, Father. Bless the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you for coming today. Good to have all the visitors with us this morning. All right. All part of the tree.
God, I thank the Lord to be here today. I thank him visiting my heart. Appreciate the message today. It could be sold in 80 ways. It could be stripped. More Jesus would show. I want to make sure in my heart, my desire is to honor him and the Lord to him. Good preaching.
All right, anybody else today?
Brother Rick, I just want to say, thank God for saving me. Thank God for very good me out there the last few years. Just want everybody to pray for about the ministry. I really do. That little girl that got saved the other day, her dad just got deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan, somewhere over there. So we need to really pray for that. Those little girls and their families, because their mom, they don't really mingle with their mom much. Their dad always take care of her. So pray for those girls and their families. All those kids.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
All right. God bless you. You're free to go.
Amen.